Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This podcast is a Roifield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right.
Hello and welcome to a very special one off Dumpty Dum. Now, first off, if I sound really odd, it's because I've got a stinker of a cold. So don't get too close to your iPhone or to whatever you're listening to on this, because you don't get my horrible Maltese cold. Now, you'll probably know that weekend before last, some 200 Dumpty Dummers and Archers fans descended on my hometown of Birmingham. Now, we put on a series of events which kind of culminated in Dumpty Dum Live. Though before we did that, on the Sunday, we had a BBC mailbox tour, which is, of course, where the Archers is made. We all had dinner at the Cozy Club on Saturday night, and we had a bit of a canal walk on the Sunday before we had lunch. Now, the BBC absolutely surpassed themselves with the tour that they put on for the Dumpty Dummers, and there was some 40 of them that went on that tour. And kind of the highlight of that was obviously looking at the studio where the Archers is made. And right at the end, what everybody could do who was part of that tour is to go and record their own episode of the Archers. So what you have in this episode is the results of the two groups that went on the tour, the two groups of 20, and them playing the various roles of characters in the Archers. Thought I'd put it together in a little show for you, because why not? Here you go.
And now it's time for The Archers on Radio 4, direct from BBC Birmingham. Jennifer is on a photo shoot.
Here we are. I'll stop the car on the road nearby.
Are you sure you'll be in photo, Jennifer?
Of course, Ollie.
I don't have much to do with the actual cider making.
But the apples come from your orchard, so I want a photo of you and the grandies together by the cider press.
Very well.
Otherwise, the article on the village website won't look complete.
I can see Clary's here already, feeding the turkeys.
Let's hope Joe and Eddie have remembered as well.
We'll have to be careful walking over this over. The track looks frosty. Very frosty. Fortunately, it's not very far.
Hello, Clary.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. You didn't see one of my turkeys on the road, did you?
I'm afraid not.
Have you lost one?
My favourite, Archibald.
You give your turkeys names?
Only Archibald. I called him Archie at first. Then he started molting.
There was no sign of him.
Never mind. I expect he'll turn up soon.
Are Joe and Eddie with us?
In the cider shed.
Shall we go in? It's rather chilly out here.
Righto.
We thought you were never coming, Jennifer.
Sorry if we're late.
I told you we had time to fix the hole in the roof before they got here, Eddie.
Didn't want to get mucky, did I? Not if we're having our picture took for the website.
I'd like a photo with all of you next to the cider press, please.
I shouldn't be in it. I don't make cider.
You make the cheese and onion sarnies that keep us going, though.
Of course you must be in it, Clary.
And we ought to hold up a glass of cider each.
Oh, yes.
It'll have to be plain apple juice, I'm afraid. We did a pressing this morning, but it'll take months to ferment.
I'll open the bottle.
Perhaps Perhaps you could all gather round the press.
Don't stand in front of me, Eddie.
Oliver, can you move in a little?
Certainly. Here's your juice. Thanks.
Ta.
Cheers, love.
That's delicious.
Clary, can you put the tray down and stand on this side of the press?
If I have to. Careful, don't lean against it. There's something on the flywheel.
Are those feathers?
Oh, a what? Oh, my Lord!
What's the matter?
Archibald, you've squashed my turkey, Eddie!
Hey, don't be ridiculous.
He must have flown in when you did the pressing this morning.
Let's see.
There are quite a few feathers there.
I've been drinking turkey juice.
No, you haven't.
Oh, no.
What's the fuss for? It'll only give the cider a bit of body.
I don't feel well at all.
It's impossible. Nearly impossible.
Nearly? Oh, poor Archibald!
Wait a minute.
Up by the roof.
Oh, thank heavens. You're safe and sound, Archie.
Amen to that.
We wouldn't have had this trouble if you'd fixed the roof, Eddie.
Now, that's right. Come to money.
He's landed right on top of the press. That'll make a marvellous photo.
Won't it just?
Quickly, everyone look this way. Hold your glasses.
See, you were all making a fuss about nothing.
Just don't mention the rat that fell in this morning, Eddie.
And cheers.
Cheers.
And now it's time for the Orchards on Radio 4. Direct from BBC Birmingham.
Jennifer is on a photo shoot.
Here we are. I'll stop the car on the road nearby.
Are you sure you want me in the photo, Jennifer?
Of course, Oliver.
I don't actually have much to do with the cider making.
Oh, but the apples come from your orchard. So I want a photo of you and the Grundys together by the cider press.
Very well.
Otherwise, the article on the village website won't look complete.
I can see Clary's here already, feeding the turkeys.
Let's hope Joe and Eddie have remembered as well.
We'll have to be careful walking over. The track looks frosty.
Very frosty.
Fortunately, it's not very far.
Oh, hello, Clary.
Afternoon.
Afternoon? You didn't see one of my turkeys on the road, did you?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, have you lost one?
My favourite, Archibald.
You give your turkeys names?
Only Archibald. I called him Archie at first. Then he started molting.
There was no sign of him.
Never mind, I expect he'll turn up soon.
Are Joe and Eddie with us?
Oh, we're in the cider shed.
Shall we go in? It's rather chilly out here.
Righto.
We thought you were never coming, Jennifer.
Sorry if we're late.
I told you we had time to fix a hole in the roof before you got here, Eddie.
I didn't want to get mucky, did I? Not if we're having our picture took for the website.
I'd like a photo with all of you next to the cider press, please.
I shouldn't be in it. I don't make cider.
You make the cheese and onion sarnies that keep us going, though.
Of course you must be in it, Clary.
And we ought to hold up a glass of cider each.
Oh, yes.
I'll have to be plain apple juice, I'm afraid. We did a pressing this morning, but it'll take months to ferment.
I'll open the bottle.
Perhaps you could all gather around the press.
Oh, don't stand in front of me, Eddie.
Oliver, can you move in a little?
Certainly.
Here's your juice.
Oh, thanks.
Cheers, love.
That's delicious.
Clary, can you put the tray down and stand on this side of the press?
Oh, if I have to.
Careful, don't lean against it. There's something on the flywheel.
Are those feathers?
What? Oh, my Lord!
What's the matter?
Archibald! You've squashed my turkey, Eddie!
Hey, don't be ridiculous.
He must have flown in when you did the pressing this morning.
Let's see.
There are quite a few feathers there.
I've been drinking turkey juice.
No, you haven't.
Oh, no. What's all the fuss for? It's only giving the cider a bit of body.
I don't feel at all well.
It's impossible. Well, nearly impossible.
Nearly? Oh, poor Archibald.
Wait a minute.
Up by the roof.
Oh, thank heavens. You're safe and sound, Archie.
Amen to that.
Oh, we wouldn't have had this trouble if you'd fixed the roof, Eddie.
Oh, that's right. Come to Mummy.
He's landed right on top of the press. This will make a marvellous photo.
Won't it just?
Quickly, everybody look this way. Hold up your glasses.
See? You was all making a fuss about nothing.
Just don't mention the rat that fell in this morning, Eddie.
And cheers!
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 The weekend was such a success that I've decided to do it again next year. No dates as yet, but I'm going to speak to Nick at Birmingham Town Hall this week, or maybe next week actually, and pencil in a date for next year. And we're going to make this a regular thing. So if you couldn't make it this year, look out for dates of the Archers Dumdy Dum Weekend for 2019. And I'll see you in Birmingham.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.